Recipes. This month's recipes have been contributed by members of the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille, NAPUB. Guacamole with a Twist by Corb O'Connor. There's a photo on the page of the caption, Corb O'Connor. Corb O'Connor has won 2 NFB scholarships and is currently a graduate student at George Washington University, from which he will graduate this December. He has been interning with NPR's program, The Marketplace Morning Report, for which he has reported several stories in the past few months. Corb is an active member and past treasurer of the Potomac chapter of the NFB of Virginia and a member of NAPUB. He says that this recipe makes enough guacamole for about 1 large bag of chips. Ingredients: 2 avocados, mashed, reserve the halved shells, 2 Roma tomatoes, chopped, 1/2 extra large white onion, minced, 2 teaspoons crushed red, cayenne, pepper, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Method: halve the avocados, remove the seeds and use a spoon to scoop out the avocado flesh into a bowl. Reserve the skins. Mash the avocados with a fork. Mix the minced onions and chopped tomatoes with the avocado. Add salt and red cayenne pepper. Toss all ingredients thoroughly. Taste and adjust seasoning. Serve the guacamole stuffed in the avocado skins on a plate with chips or in a bowl with chips around it. Tuna Steak for One by Steve Booth. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Steve Booth. Steve Booth is treasurer of NAPUB and works at the National Center with Braille Production. He enjoys seafood and finds that broiling in his toaster oven works well. Ingredients: 1 small tuna steak, butter or margarine, fresh lemon juice, salt and pepper to taste. Method: lightly butter the toaster oven broiler pan rack. Place tuna on rack and broil first side for approximately 5 minutes. Remove pan from oven and turn steak over. Lightly butter top of steak and return to oven to broil for another 5 minutes. Remove tuna from pan, season with salt and pepper to taste, and drizzle a little lemon juice over fish. Enjoy! My Mom's Cornbread by Sandy Halverson. There is a photo on the page, the caption, John and Sandy Halverson at the NFB Cane event. Sandy Halverson is the newly elected president of NAPUB. She is also first vice president of the Potomac chapter of the NFB of Virginia. She says of this recipe, in my family we called my grandmother Mom Mom. Her cornbread was a favorite and very different from traditional offerings. Ingredients: 2 1/2 cups cornmeal, 1 cup sugar, 3 eggs, beaten, 2 cups milk, 4 cups water, 4 tablespoons butter, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Method: in a large pot, mix all ingredients well. Bring mixture to a boil, stirring constantly, and cook until mixture is well thickened. Pour batter into a buttered 9x13-inch baking pan and bake in a 375-degree oven until browned, about 45 minutes. The consistency should be firm to the touch, but similar to that of spoon bread. Pumpkin Squares by C.J. Fish. There's a photo on the page, the caption, C.J. Fish. C.J. Fish is secretary of NAPUB and a leader of the NFB of Virginia. As a Ten Brook Fellow, she won the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship at the 2010 NFB Convention. Ingredients: 4 eggs, 1 cup vegetable oil, 2 cups granulated sugar, 1 15-ounce can solid pack pumpkin puree, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch baking pan. In a medium bowl, beat together the eggs, oil, sugar, and pumpkin until smooth. Sift together the flour, cinnamon, cloves, ginger, nutmeg, baking soda, baking powder, and salt, and stir into the pumpkin mixture. Spread batter evenly in the prepared pan and bake for 25 to 30 minutes. When done, the bars should spring back when lightly touched. Allow to cool before frosting. Roasted Asparagus by Peggy Chong. Peggy Chong is first vice president of NAPUB and an active member of the NFB of Iowa. Ingredients: 1 pound fresh asparagus, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon olive oil, salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. I like lemon pepper. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Cut or snap off the bottom 1-inch fibrous stem on the asparagus stalks and discard. Slice the remaining asparagus into 2-inch pieces. You should have about 5 cups. Line a baking tray with foil and spoon the oil onto the foil. Sprinkle surface with salt and pepper. Add the asparagus and roll in oil, making sure all the spears are coated with the oil and seasonings. Spread the asparagus into a single layer and roast in the oven for 5 minutes. Roll it in the oil again to recoat and roast 10 more minutes for thick spears, 5 more minutes for thin ones. Remove from the oven and serve with shrimp. Cheddar Potato Soup by Peggy Chong. Ingredients: 4 or 5 potatoes, peeled and cubed. 1 cup baby carrots, cut. 1 tablespoon dried minced onions. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 cup butter. 1/2 cup flour. 2 cups milk. 1 cup chicken broth. 2 cups grated cheddar cheese. Pepper to taste. Method: place potatoes, carrots, onion, and salt in large soup pot. Cover vegetables with water and bring to a boil. Simmer over medium heat about 20 minutes or until vegetables are tender. Drain. In a separate pan, melt butter and whisk in the flour. Then whisk in milk and chicken broth. Cook over medium heat, stirring constantly, until liquid thickens. Pour into cooked vegetables and stir in cheese and pepper over low heat until cheese melts. Serve hot. Chicken with Capers by Peggy Chong. Ingredients: 4 to 6 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 2 tablespoons olive oil, flour, lemon pepper to taste, 1 cup chicken broth, 1/3 cup fresh lemon juice. If substituting bottled lemon juice, reduce the amount of lemon juice and increase the amount of chicken broth. 1 handful of washed capers. Method: combine chicken broth and lemon juice in a small bowl. Mix flour and lemon pepper in another dish. Coat the chicken breasts with the flour mixture. In a large skillet, heat the olive oil till hot. Place the chicken in the skillet and brown about 2 to 3 minutes on each side. Remove the chicken from the pan. Deglaze the pan with the chicken broth mixture, making sure it is well blended. Return the chicken to the pan and sprinkle the capers on top. Cook an additional 3 to 5 minutes. The drippings from browning the chicken combine with the chicken broth to form a delicious gravy. Creamy Chicken Over Pastry by Peggy Chong. Ingredients: 1 can condensed cream of chicken soup, 1/2 can milk, frozen peas and carrots, 2 cups cooked chicken, diced, puff pastry shells or biscuits. Method: prepare a can of biscuits or croissant rolls or a package of puff pastry as directed. In a saucepan, combine all ingredients except pastry. Cook over low heat till all is well warmed. Pour over warm pastry. So easy, so good. Strawberry Meringue by Peggy Chong. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon unflavored gelatin, 1/4 cup cold water, 3 eggs separated, 1/4 cup sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1 1/8 cups crushed strawberries and juice, 3/8 to 1/2 cup sugar, depending on taste. Method: soften gelatin in cold water for about 5 minutes. Beat egg yolks slightly in top of double boiler. Blend in 1/4 cup sugar, salt, and lemon juice. Cook over hot water, stirring constantly until smooth and thickened, 5 to 10 minutes. Blend in softened gelatin and crushed strawberries and beat with a rotary beater for 1 minute. Remove from heat and cool. Chill mixture in refrigerator until barely thick enough to hold its shape. Then beat again with rotary beater until smooth. Make a stiff meringue by beating egg whites and cream of tartar until stiff peaks form, gradually beating in the sugar. Continue beating until the mixture is stiff and glossy. Fold the meringue into the strawberry mixture. Pile into pie crust or dessert dishes. Chill in refrigerator until set, about half hour or until ready to serve.